Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, you know, a Midlothian man charged with trying to help ISIS makes another court appearance as we hear from KRLD's Austin York, and his attorney is offering now a very different narrative.
Federal authorities say 21-year-old John Michael Garza was arrested in Dallas after he brought bomb-making components to a meeting, telling an undercover FBI agent how to assemble the devices to explode, even offering a how-to video. He also claimed to have found a detonator at Garza's father's home. But Garza's attorney says her client suffers from a neurological disorder and has been in special ed classes his whole life. She says Garza was simply curious and pulled in by the persistence of an undercover FBI agent. The judge ruled there was probable cause in the case and Garza should be held without bail. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Happy New Year's Eve Eve. In fact, Fort Worth is holding what it's calling the largest New Year's Eve celebration in Texas at Sundance Square.
Officer Daniel Segura says while there will be over 1,700 officers out on the holiday, he says the department's first layer of defense is the public.
If you are in the middle of something suspicious or something is about to happen, even just a simple fight, please call 911.
The New Year's Eve celebration is projected to have about 55,000 people. Segura says in addition to the officers, the department will be utilizing their technology, 24-hour security cameras around the city, and undercover resources they use for large events like this one. From the 24-Hour News Center, Emily Capatillo, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And then from Fort Worth to Dallas, tomorrow morning we're going to be hearing from the police chief there about security plans ahead of the big event. Dallas will bring in the new year with a fireworks drone show at Reunion Tower, and it's being handled by Sky Elements. Company president and CEO Rick Boss says they're going to have 500 drones this year, along with some major changes from last year's show.
You know, the Reunion Tower team and our team, they get together. They started over 6 months ago saying, hey, what do we want to share this year with everybody? What's the theme look like? What are we going to add as new elements to the show? So it takes months and months of planning and design time to find what's new and do something cool and creative.
Yeah, workers have spent the past few days installing and all of the wiring on Reunion Tower for Wednesday night's show. You can hear the musical simulcast tomorrow night on our sister station, 98.7 The Spot. And you can check out today's Ask the Expert to hear more from Rick Boss with Sky Elements. Just check out the Ask the Expert North Texas podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
And as we try to travel to and from DFW Airport, we've seen 375 delays today and 13 flight cancellations. Most of those are flights canceled coming into DFW. We've only seen one cancellation, Love Field, today with 68 delays. You're going through security. Slow go, Terminal C and D with delays right around 11 to 20 minutes. And as you're heading out of Love Field, your delay's running just under 12 minutes.
Well, other big news today, the Cowboys, ahead of their last game, they've decided to cut Trayvon Diggs. And that's just 2 years after handing him a five-year, $97 million extension. Jane Slater with the NFL Network broke the news and says, well, after he got hurt, him and the team just never saw eye to eye.
A defense that never suited his talents. I mean, when he was drafted, he is a see ball, get ball guy. And, you know, and I've heard a couple stories even on the defense right now as it relates to the Cowboys. You know, it's my understanding every week they're being told to do something different.
She says Diggs wants to find a new home if he can, and this will allow the Cowboys to save a bunch of money in the process. Diggs led the NFL with 11 interceptions in 2021. The Cowboys play the Giants Sunday for their season finale. And, of course, you can catch the game on 105.3 The Fan.
We talked about college football last half hour and all the bowl games we've got coming up. Now, from college football to sports in general, as we look back on 2025, big story, it had to be gambling.
pro sports, and illegal gambling.
We're talking about tens of millions of dollars in fraud.
An NBA head coach, a current and former player were arrested, and allegations shook baseball.
Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz rigged pitches.
Baseball ruled the disgraced Shoeless Joe Jackson and Pete Rose are eligible for the Hall of Fame.
Obviously, a person no longer with us cannot represent a threat to the integrity of the game.
The World Series went to extra innings in Game 7.
The Dodgers stand tall and win back-to-back titles!
The Eagles flew past the Chiefs in Super Bowl 59.
The Vince Lombardi Trophy is headed to Philadelphia.
On the ice, Florida made it 2 Stanley Cups in a row.
The Panthers begin to celebrate.
In Oklahoma City, they celebrated a title.
The Thunder have taken the NBA by storm.
Outrage in Dallas over the trade of superstar Luka Doncic to the LA Lakers.
It's unforgivable to trade a player of his caliber.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Yeah, we made the list. Not so good, though.
That Luka trade, of course, eventually cost Nico his job. But we're still pissed. A couple of those events that Steve mentioned are on podcaster Max Loeb's list of the biggest sports stories of the year.
Number 5, Pacers-Thunder NBA Finals. From Halliburton's Game 1 winner to a back-and-forth series and a Game 7 that had the potential to be the greatest ever if Halliburton didn't get injured. Number 4, Game 7 of the World Series. From Miguel Rojas' 9th inning home run to tie it to near disaster in center field to Will Smith's 11th inning bomb, this game was a special 4 hours. Number 3, the Luka Doncic trade. You remember exactly where you were when this happened. The entire sports world stopped. Anytime that happens, anytime the trajectory of a league is changed, we have to recognize it as a special moment, even if it wasn't within a game. Number 2, Alexander Ovechkin breaking Wayne Gretzky's goal record. Anytime you have road fans cheering for you, you know something special is about to happen. Couple that with the crowd pop and the celebration, I'm getting chills talking about it. But the greatest sports performance from 2025 was easily Shohei Ohtani's Game 4 NLCS performance. 6 shutout innings, 10 strikeouts, 3 home runs, all to clinch a sweep and send your team to the World Series. For all I care, this is the greatest sports performance ever.
It's hard to argue
hard
that
to argue
point.
Exactly. I can't really argue that.
Could you, what is it, 6 scoreless innings?
With
3 home runs.
10 strikeouts.
10 strikeouts, and what is it, 9 RBIs or 10 RBIs?
3 home runs.
Unbelievable.
Ridiculous.
That's just, that's stuff of legend.
Time to look back at 2025 now and the year in music. Spotify.
Right.
Spotify's out with its list of the most listened to songs of the year. And coming in at number 5, got a little Bad Bunny. There you go. This was his hit song, DTMF, which stands for Debí Tirar Más Fotos. Translation, I should have taken more photos. But if you translate the whole song, it makes sense. Bad Bunny, by the way, was the most downloaded artist around the world on Spotify this
Let me tell you this. I got to add some content. So I went to Kristen Diaz, who was in the afternoon news, and she's a big, but I don't know if she's a big fan, but she is a fan. And I'm like, Bad Bunny, I've heard a lot of his stuff. That's the downer song. And she said the reason that song was so popular, it got popular on TikTok because I Should Have Taken More Photos was used in TikTok videos to remember people that have passed.
Oh, okay. All right.
So your grandma or somebody like that, I should have taken more photos when you were around, and I regret that. So it's kind of an emotional thing.
All right. I like that. All right. Here we go. Number 4.
Taking me out.
All right. I like this one.
This is Ordinary by Alex Warner. So
this is the best song in the top 5, in my opinion.
I like this one, too. You ready for number 3?
Hit
number
it.
3 there.
Okay, but listen to this, Alan.
That is
Appetit,
or apartment, or APT.
Yeah.
And by Bruno Mars.
Yeah, it's
Bruno and the South Korean singer Rosé.
Now Bruno had a heck of a year. He did 2 collaborations there that are in the top 3, and so that was number 3.
Number 2, time for a little Billie Eilish.
I don't get this one at all.
As Birds of a Feather. I don't know. I've always kind of liked Billie Eilish.
I do, but you got to be in the mood with it because she's really somber and low. And I don't know.
That's
Let's say you're depressed. Don't put on Billie Eilish.
You got to be in the mood.
Yeah.
And at number one, the most downloaded song of the year. Die with a Smile by Lady Gaga and, again, Bruno Mars.
I mean, it's okay.
Number one.
That's Bruno. The number one song?
Bruno, two of the top three.
Yeah, I just... I mean, last year you had some really catchy tunes that are probably going to be... I guarantee you in 10 years that most people don't remember these songs. Or they remember them, but they're not classics.
You had Shaboozy last year.
Yeah, he had that other one. Oh, man, I'm thinking of it right now. Tommy Rich.
Mm-hmm.
That song that he did. I mean, that was all over. They were catchy. This song, this year, nothing. I will say this. Let me play this one real quick, a bit of it. K-pop Demon Hunters was huge. This came in at number 7, and this is kind of catchy. Golden.
Okay.
Now, that's probably the most catchy in the top whatever. That came in at number 7.
I did not see the movie, and this is probably the first time I'm hearing
this
song.
It's actually a band, too, I guess, too.
Yeah, K-pop.
So I don't know anything about it. But
now, from music to movies, how many movies did you see this year? And your second part of the question, how many of those were in an actual theater? Exactly. That's why critics and industry executives alike are calling this one of Hollywood's worst years ever. Consider this. The highest-grossing movie of the year globally was an animated film made in China called Ninja 2.
What?
Here in the U.S., a Minecraft movie came out on top, followed by Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
The new Superman movie.
All right. That's the only one that's kind of... I guess I might watch.
And then it was the latest Jurassic Park sequel, the Wicked sequel, Zootopia 2. Wow, what a lineup. These are not blockbusters, really.
Terrible.
Two of the reasons behind this, that it was such a bad year, sequel fatigue. And you just heard that list. They're all sequels.
Yeah.
People have had it with how about an original idea?
That's a part of it. And then... I think the other one for me, and I don't know if this is your other part too, but I don't care about these darn superhero movies anymore.
Well, that's this part of it too. It's the franchises, the decline of the franchises.
Yeah.
Superman as an example. Spider-Man, Batman, Fantastic Four.
Those are always the big one, and then always some animated. I was like, did you have any desire to see that Avatar movie?
Not really.
No. And I don't know why it's such a big deal, but...
They've just milked these for all they can, and people are bored with them.
I got a guy that really was in the Avatar. He says basically part three is like part two, but they're just milking this thing. And they're going to be money because parents want to take their kids to something. But again, when's the last time there was a really good movie with real people, no CGI, a really good story, some drama? Violence, sex, rock and roll. Come on.
How many did you go see at the theater? It was
none.
For Martha and I, it was one. We went and saw F1.
All right. Now, I would have seen that because of the
that was it.
At the, the IMAX, I would have seen that. But
Tristan says he heard that Marty Supreme is awesome.
Now, I do like that girl, that Odessa Adesio. She's hot.
But it's Timothy Chalamet. You don't like
him. Yeah, him. Why is he in everything? All right. That's another thing. We need to get him out of there.
That's the real problem.
Yeah, that's a real problem. Well, where's Chalamet? Our leading men? We need some leading men, leading women out there. Come on.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.